I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
They're coming out of the Ivy, and that is Yale, as they get set to take on LSU in their opener in the NCAA tournament in that East region. And let's welcome aboard their men's basketball coach, and that is James Jones, who joins us now. Hey, Coach, Taz of the Moose with you. Congratulations on what has been a great season. We look forward to watching you in the tournament, and thanks for a couple minutes this morning.
What's up, Coach?
Hey, Taz, Moose, how you guys doing? Good morning to you.
Good. Coach, I want to let you know, Taz, I got you guys taking out LSU. I'm just letting you know that right now. You guys are my guy, and I mean that, seriously.
Well, listen, I really appreciate that. And, you know, I like it when we're the underdog completely and everybody thinks we're going to lose, but there's no sneaking up on anybody these days.
That's
you
right.
know, for those across the country, Coach, have not been locked into Yale all season long, give us a little feel about your team, how this team came together for you.
Well, we're extremely well-rounded. We're a very talented group. I have seven guys that could be starters. You can only start five, but we have seven of them. And they do a really good job for us from top to bottom. We're really balanced scoring-wise. We're led by Mie Ioni, who's a pro prospect, and he's on the draft board right now. And Alex Copeland, who's our second leading scorer, has been terrific for us down the stretch. Jordan Bruner is a big who does a little bit of everything, rebounds. He was leading the league in rebounding and assists from the five spot at a point this year. So really well balanced. And we have three principals on our team. We like to rebound, share the ball, and defend. And we feel we do those three things well, we can win any game.
Hey, Coach, talk about the energy and play of your team during yesterday's great run yesterday. Talk about that, please.
Well, it was tremendous. Like I said, Mie Ioni, our best player,
right,
and leading scorer, he ended up getting the foul trouble. So he was out of the game at probably the 14-minute mark, 15-minute mark of the second half, and we got down by seven. And, in his absence, we had a bunch of guys step up, mainly Alex Copeland just went on a personal run for himself. I think he scored like 15 straight points or something to that effect and really overcame the deficit and got the lead, and we were able to put it away.
You know, Coach, if you go back, because we were discussing and talking a little bit about Yale earlier on the program, you go back a couple years ago and you were beating Baylor in the NCAA tournament. The message you're going to have for your team, we know matchups make games and also can you want your team to play well. What's the message you're going to deliver to your team before they get set to take out LSU?
Well, you know what's crazy is that, we just won the game yesterday. And I'm just digesting that victory and then starting to get into LSU. But the main message that we want to send is just be who we are. We don't need to change what we do because of the opponent. I like the fact that we're playing someone. It's hard to play in conference. Everybody knows you so well. These guys are friends off the court. A lot of them, tweet at each other and stuff. So they know each other so well. They understand what we're trying to do on both ends of the floor. So sometimes it's hard to get looks and to be really good offensively. But when you're playing a new team, they don't know what to expect fully. So we just want to make sure we stay within who we are and try to beat them with what we've been doing all year.
You know, when you look at LSU, they've got a distraction deal with their head coach. We'll get into that with you, Coach. But when you look at their personnel, the one thing that impresses you about LSU is how long they are. How do you deal with the length of LSU?
Well, again, it's one of those things. We feel like we have some length ourselves. Obviously,
sure,
we don't start 6'10", 6'11", so we don't have that kind of length. But we have some length ourselves. And, we have to make sure we block those guys out and keep them off the glass. They're a really good rebounding team, and I think they're one of the best offensive rebound teams in the country. So we got to make sure we get some bodies on bodies and try to diffuse some of their length with some physicality and able to, not give them second chances.
Coach, let's talk about your team. Like, I know you broke down the players, by name. You obviously did a great job. These are your guys, right? But, it's so impressive for a squad coming out of the Ivy League. obviously, from an academic standpoint, Yale University is, I think they're ranked number two or number three school in the world. So coming out of a school like that, for athletes to be student athletes, and how much, well, from what I understand, but most high academic schools, correct me if I'm wrong, there's no academic help for your athletes, correct?
No, the athletes are seen just like every other student on
campus. That's right. So my point is, I mean, that right there is so difficult, as you know. I mean, I don't think a lot of people listening to our program right now understand how their responsibility, these kids on that Yale Bulldog basketball team and any other Yale athlete or any other Ivy League athlete or maybe even a Patriot League athlete for that matter, how difficult it is to play at this level, now being the tournament. I mean, talk on that if you don't mind, the responsibility of these kids that they have besides basketball.
Well, the great thing about our kids is that they're well equipped for the work. You know, to get into Yale, certainly there's some help as being a student athlete, but you have to be a really good student. So being a really good student, you have great study habits, you understand what to do, and a bigger part of it is that you want to be successful in the classroom. And that's a big part of who you are and what you've grown to do with your life. So our guys understand that. They come with that basis. So it makes it a little easier for them to do the work. That being said, you know, the last weekend of the year, we had some midterms going on, and, you know, we're playing Penn and Princeton on the road, and my guys are trying to get papers in by 5 o'clock before we play at 7.
Yeah, it's tough.
So, you know, it's one of those things that is just the nature of the beast. We understand who it is, but as I said, my guys are well-equipped to do the work. We don't miss very many classes here. Our schedule is such that in our league we play Friday, Saturday night, and there aren't very many classes given on a Friday. So if we leave Thursday night after classes and after practice, well, Friday, no, they're not missing any classes because they don't have any. Then you play on Saturday, you're back on campus on Sunday. So you don't miss the schoolwork that's really important. But, you know, our guys are committed, and they're committed to both. And we like to believe here that we're doing the best, that we have the best of both worlds in athletic and academics.
Yeah, and I just want to say, like, one thing, Coach, correct me if I'm wrong, for people listening. Unlike most other Division I teams that are in this tournament, you know, coming out of whatever conference, they'll have academic help in travels. They'll have someone who helps, like, not a guidance, but something like that, like a guidance counselor or someone from academics to help the players in the hotel, on the bus, whatever. Your guys are on their own. That's tough, man. That's tough.
Well, as I said, our guys are well-equipped to do the work.
They're well-equipped. So. No, I know, but I just wanted people to know the difference between what you guys are doing. That's my point.
I can give you a litany list of some of the differences between us and some of the other that we have.
I got you, man. I got you.
That's just a few. That's just a few.
A couple, right.
But yeah, you're right. There are some differences there. Our guys are on their own.
They are,
And they do a great job with it, and I'm proud of every kid on my team. Has above a 3.0 except for two. One kid's a 2.84 and another kid's a 2.75.
Our
kids are doing really good academically. I'm proud of what they do off the court and on the court.
You know, I really still think it rings true when you look at the NCAA tournament. Guard play kind of leads the way, right? And we could all focus on the big men and length, and certainly but you have guards that can dictate the style and tempo of the game. Talk a little bit about Oney, who you mentioned earlier on, and certainly he's got a pro career looking at ahead of him as well here, Coach. But what about what your two guards, and Oney and what Copeland could do for you in any single game?
Well, you know, certainly, you know, the game has changed so much from where it used to be. You know, Steph Curry's of the world, the Trae Young's of the world, that has changed the game of college basketball completely in terms of how it's played and where you shoot from, the metrics of shooting at three and how important it is. But, you know, one of the great things about our team, in addition to have Alex Copeland and Mie Ioane, who are great and who really push the ball in transition, and, you know, we are one of the, best scoring teams in the country. We average about 82 points a game. And one of the reasons why we're able to do that, in addition to those two guards, we have Jordan Bruner, who's 6'10" with a 7'3" wingspan. He gets the ball off the rim and he pushes it in transition. So again, having that guard play and having multiple guys that can get the ball off the rim and push it and dictate what you're trying to do offensively has been really good for us, and we hope to continue that going over the next few days.
Hey, Coach, congrats on the Ivy title. A great victory. Enjoy that, and good luck preparing for LSU. We'll be rooting for you in the tournament, all right?
Great job, Coach. Much appreciated. You're the first prognosticator that came out and told me that you think Yale's going to win, so I'm going to hold you to that.
Hey, Coach, don't worry. I am Taz, and you can hold me to it.
Good luck.
Go get him,
hey,
man.
Hey, Coach. Appreciate it, buddy.
Take care.
Taz Moose, thank you very much.
You got it, bud. Take care, coach.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.